You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good news, bad news for the Nats today. We'll start with the bad news. Dylan Cruz to the injured list, dealing with an oblique and a back. And this is one of those injuries, as we bring on Bobby Blanco of MassinSports.com, that can linger for weeks on end. From what I've heard, it's more on the minor side, and they're hoping that he can get over it pretty quickly. But what do we know about a timetable to get Dylan Cruz back, who had homered in each of his last two games?
Yeah, the timetable is tricky to kind of put into place. You mentioned there, Grant, like, you know, these injuries could be like a couple of days, a couple of weeks, God forbid, a couple of months. So, you know, the Nationals obviously felt that it was bad enough to go ahead and bring up Robert Hassel III, get that in motion last night. He's in the lineup today, playing on the outfield. So they figured that no matter what, they were going to give Dylan a rest here. It's been bothering him for a while, too. I think Dylan mentioned that his been a couple weeks back since he's been kind of feeling it, and then he really felt it kind of hit him on that check swing last night after he hit that home run. Not a great sign for one of their top young players in Cruz, but it does open the door for Bobby Barrels to come up and get his major league debut.
So what do we know about Jacob Young as well? Because I thought last night, okay, you know, Dylan Cruz has to step out of the lineup, so I'd assume that Jacob Young, maybe not well enough to go full bore, could pinch in. But no, it's got to be Jose Tania borrowing somebody's glove. I don't know if he's using a kit from the stands
Nassim
or what.
Nunez.
Excuse me. Yeah, Nassim Nunez. I got my – anyway. Yeah, Nassim Nunez in center field. So what's going on with Jacob Young?
Yeah, that was a tricky thing too, because Jacob was originally in the lineup, and then I think they scratched him closer to the game. Didn't want to push it. Jacob told the media there, like, you know, he feels like he could play, but just wasn't quite sure. Wasn't 100%. He really couldn't finish his swing during batting practice, was the quote. So that's not obviously a good sign with his shoulder after he crashed into the wall at Camden Yards. It was a good sign, I guess, in the sense that they thought he could go, and then maybe not so much that, hey, let's just give us another night, give him a rest. But he did not land on the injured list, so that seems more of like a day-to-day thing than Cruz's more of a long-term 10-day thing.
So Robert Hassel does get promoted. First ever chance in the majors. First of all, do we know if he'll be in the lineup tonight? I'm assuming he will be, because why call him up and then not play him? And then secondly, tell us about Robert Hassel.
Yep, he's batting seventh. He's playing in center field starting tonight with, of course, Wooden left. And I believe Alex Call's in right. So, yeah, he's coming up and getting in the lineup right there. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, Robert is one of those five prospects that the Nationals got back in the Juan Soto trade. At the time, he was actually considered one of the top or more highly rated prospects. Has kind of slipped a little bit, but mostly due to injuries. He has not stayed healthy since he has joined the Nationals. When he has been healthy, he's performed. He had a good spring last year, and then his season was marred by injuries. He had a good performance in the Arizona Fall League for the third time last fall. And then another good spring this year, and then has a solid start out in AAA. The whole thing with him has been health. If he can stay healthy, the Nationals really believe that he can be an impact player for them. He believes it too. Talking to him down in West Palm over the spring, you know, some players with all the injuries that he had, some guys call it quits. And they're like, you know what, I can't do it. My body's not reacting. You know, I just can't stay healthy. I'm going to call it. Robert used it as motivation. I mean, he said he's been rejuvenated with all these injuries, with his love for the game. He wants to get back out there. He knows he can do it. If he can figure out how to stay healthy, that he can be productive for them. So far, so good. And he's going to get a chance to show it this week.
It feels like when Mitch Parker pitches, you got to hold your nose for one inning. And depending on how bad that is, it ends up being a decent start. It was wild last night, but he was somehow effective, got deep into the ballgame.
Yeah, that's kind of the roller coaster with him. I mean, actually, I think his start last week in Atlanta, when I was down there with him in Atlanta, he actually had a good first inning and first couple of innings. And it was kind of like, oh, maybe, all right, this is something that we can kind of build upon. But yeah, I kind of got away from him last night, the second one, second inning as well. I mean, after the Nationals jump out to a 3-0 lead, the Braves get right back in it. And, you know, that's a tough lineup. That happens. And it's always tough facing the same lineup in back-to-back starts for starters because they can make so many adjustments against you. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing for Mitchell right now is like, how can he get out of those first couple of innings? Because then once he gets into like the third, fourth, fifth, he's usually settling in and is pretty solid and can give them a quality start here and there. So, you know, it's starting out fast, hitting the strike zone. He didn't walk too many over the past couple of starts, which is a good sign. He had been prone to a lot of walks. We know he's not a big strikeout guy, but as long as he's not giving up free passes, I think that helps those first innings not be as big and as damaging.
Bobby Barrels, too. Bobby Blanco with us on the Blitz. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Anytime.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.